Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is meeting with Belgium's prime minister in Brussels after a private audience with Pope Francis in Vatican City earlier today on this Trump's first trip abroad since taking office. The Pope and the president have exchanged critical words in the past, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the meeting today was positive, and Tillerson relayed an exchange on climate change.
We had a good exchange on the difficulty of balancing responses to climate change and ensuring that you still have a thriving economy and you can still offer people a job so they can feed their families and have a prosperous economy. And so I think we had a good exchange there, and we look forward to having further talks with them on climate policy.
When President Trump and his family left the Pope, he was overheard saying to the Pope, "Thank you. I will not forget what you told me." NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has been following the trip. Sylvia, do we know what the Pope said that President Trump will not forget?
No, we don't. It was a closed door meeting, 30 minutes, just with their one interpreter. And we may never know exactly what they said. But there was definitely a very different mood, at least on the Pope's part, from the beginning. He was very dour at the start, didn't smile. President Trump was beaming. But at the end of the meeting, when the rest of the presidential entourage was brought in and he was introduced to the First Lady, Pope Francis began really smiling a lot. He seemed much more relaxed.
Well, we want to mention their exchange in a moment, but remind us of the tension between the president and the Pope, especially in the discussion of then-candidate Trump's pledge to build a wall with Mexico.
Well, it was after the Pope Francis visited Mexico in early 2016, he was asked by reporters, what did he think about candidate Trump's wall proposal? And Francis, who's an advocate for refugees and migrants, he said, building walls instead of bridges is not Christian. This is not the gospel.
Well, and here's how then-candidate Trump responded.
For a religious leader to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian, and as president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened, unlike what is happening now with our current president.
Okay, so, you know, getting in a dig at both President Obama and the Pope, accusing the Pope of criticizing him. He also said that the Mexicans were using the Pope as a pawn. This was not a warm and fuzzy feeling, one presumes, between the two men.
Well, you know, neither side, neither the Vatican nor the administration, had any interest in this meeting in any kind of public controversy. They wanted it to go smoothly. And in fact, it did. I mean, as I said, we don't know specifically what they spoke about, but it's not likely that sparks were flying. In fact, at the very end, Pope Francis asked, he urged President Trump to be a peacemaker when he gave him, as a gift, a medallion depicting an olive branch, the symbol of peace.
Well, talk more about the exchange of gifts, because they carry messages.
Absolutely. And before leaving Rome, President Trump tweeted, "I leave the Vatican more determined than ever to pursue peace in our world." It's possible, you know, that the more substantive conversation was not with the Pope, but afterwards between the president and the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. That lasted 50 minutes and there was no interpreter. So it was probably very substantial. And it's likely that the Vatican probably raised Trump's threat to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement on climate change. That's an issue that's very, very dear to this Pope. He wrote an encyclical about it. He gave it to Trump as a present. And I'm sure they're very worried about that. So we'll see if that will have had an effect on the president's policies.
The Pope very much in favor of the Paris Agreement.
Absolutely.
Well, can you talk briefly about an image that's come out of the meeting today that went viral? This was Ivanka and Melania Trump wearing veils. In Ivanka's case, Melania wore a mantilla, head covering, very severe black dresses. People are questioning why they did that, but that has been custom, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's total custom. It was remarked that they didn't cover their heads in Saudi Arabia, but in visiting non-Muslim women do not cover their heads in Saudi Arabia. It is a custom, the norm for women to cover their head either with hats or lace veils that are often referred to with the Spanish word mantillas. That's a tradition here at the Vatican.
Well, but we did a deep dive on this in Wikipedia, and it looks as if at one time it was required. But then in the 90s, then President of Ireland, Mary Robinson, did not wear black or cover her head. In fact, she wore jewelry. And there was a huge upset over it, but the Vatican said, well, no, it's not obligatory. It's custom, but not required. But to what they didn't wear in Saudi Arabia, neither woman wore a head covering, neither did Michelle Obama.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, you mentioned a quick exchange between the Pope and the First Lady at the end. I guess he asked her what she feeds the president.
Yeah, there's some controversy there, what exact word he used. Some people thought pizza, and then it turns out that it was a Slovenian word for a Slovenian sweet called potica. But it's not clear whether the First Lady understood potica or pizza. So that is going to remain a mystery about this encounter.
Potica being a Slovenian festive strudel, we discovered.
Right.
NPR's
right.
Silvia Pacioli, thanks so much.
Thank you.